Good, boys. I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Vav. We're here with two dafs on Ayin Hema Beis, where we've been discussing Kris Shkofcha and Aptu Adaka. I'm going to continue a little bit more with that today, as well as some other topics, but I'm still with that general vibe. So here we're at the two dafs from Nishtar Me'atara, right? We had said if any part of the male Iver, of the crown of the male Iver, is left, so then he is allowed to marry into the Kohol, and the pasuk says, "Kris Shufcha Ptu Adaka Lo Yovel B'Kal Hashem." But so he's not considered to be a Kris Shufcha, and he is allowed to be married. Yes, for Ravina v'Kavam Boyele. Ravina asked the following shayla: "Malo Hachutcha Amru Al Pnei Kula Ol Pnei Ruba." When we say that there needs to be some sort of part of the crown of the Aver, right, is that which direction is that? Is that across the top or along the side? Meaning, is it width or height? So Amalei Rava Tavsa the Ravina Malochut Al Pnei Ruba, right? It's along the top. Uklape Reisha, meaning towards the upper part, again towards when we say lower, that is towards the end of the Aver, and upper is towards the body. So we say that we're talking about on the upper side, towards the body, right, with a little bit of the crown intact. Amar Ravuna Kekulmos Kshera Kemarze Psula. If a person has an injury, Rachmana Tzlan, their aver gets cut like a kulmus, like a quill. So then that is fine, right? He is able to marry. And like a marziv, though, if it's like a gutter, as some sort of weird, strange injury like that, so then it is no good, right? That's considered to be a kris shufcha. Hai shalit by avira, hai. Did I skip a little bit? No. So hai shalit by avira, hai lo shalit by avira. It depends on whether there's air getting in there. Again, the question is if he'll be able to be molded, right? If there's air that getting into the aver, right, it'll affect the semen, and then he will not be able to have children. Rav Chista says the opposite, that but kamarziv shere kakomas psula, right? The difference is not whether there's air getting into the area, it's rather high guard or high low guard. The question is if whether the zera, the semen, is able to come out in an appropriate way, right? So if it's shaped like a quill, so then it is, and if it's shaped like a gutter, it is not. Amar Rava, Rava says, Kvasti Rav Huna Mastavra, I'm a fan of Rav Huna's Shita. The first way we learned, right, because hi, lo shalat be'avir, v'hai shalat be'avir, right, and the whole, because the reason is that the air will mess up the zera. Imishum gridusa, because if it's in terms of getting the semen out of the body in a proper way, so me to have a barzit de chavisa, what do you have, where you a stopper in a barrel, right, it's not necessarily tight at the front, right? Meaning at the front end, it's there's more of an open area, and then it gets more narrow as it gets more inside. So the same way that you can draw out liquid that way. Okay, Peseder. Amalei Ravina Lemaremar Hachi Amar Marzuchim Pshinim Dere Papa Hilchsav Emakumas Bein Kemarzev Kshera. So the halacha is, according to Marzuchim, that either way, he's not considered to be a Kris Shufcha. He can marry, because meaning Bailei Lamata Me'atara Olamala. But the question is, meaning, are we talking about below or above? Meaning, when he says that the halacha is that in both of those cases it's mutter, and that he's not considered to be kris shufcha, is he said that he didn't explain whether that's talking about the injury being below, i.e., farther away from the body, or above, closer to the body. So pshita de lamala me'atara. So the Gemara's answer is it must be that he's talking about above, meaning farther away from the body. Pashas is he's talking about closer to the body. Because if it's talking about away from the body, well, if there's any part of the crown left, so then he's fine. Right? Then it would still be totally fine. Still would be allowed to marry. So Ravina, the Shibusha Maremar comes to Ba'is, and when Ravina asked this of Maremar, right, when he asked him which part of the male Aver he's talking about, he was just trying to sharpen him. He's trying to make him make a mistake, right, to see, right, to test him, to see if he knew his stuff. Hahu of the Dahab Masa Mechasia, right, Shafi Mar Bar Ravashi Kakomus Ve Akshre, right, there's a story in the town of Mechasia, right, and Rav Mar Bar Ravashi kind of did some sort of surgical point where he would make to make the aver like a quill, right, and that was mother. Right, not so pleasant, but okay. How uvda to have a Pumpadisa, similar story by Pumpadisa, the istatim gufsa the shechva zera, that the not the vein, I still don't have the right word for it, but the canal that the zera, that the semen came out, became stopped up. The afik b'makom ketanim, and it came out through where the person would discharge urine. Now, what he would urinate. Now, basically, the Gemara here, the Chazal Tosfos here, the Mishnah HaTevayim, I don't remember exactly, but basically, according to the Gemara, males used to have two canals or tubes or whatever it is, right? One for zera, one for semen, and one for urine. And nowadays, if I'm not mistaken, that's not by that's not anatomically, biometrically, not biometrically, biologically. That's probably the best word. It's not biologically true nowadays. So Chazal say in the Mishnah HaTevayim that it could be that. It's different nowadays that the science is, and the fact, the MS is that it's not necessarily true, but that's what they understood. So basically, Ritz Kumar says that the story wasn't, but they said that the guys had one canal, the semen tube was clogged up, and it came out through the one that discharges urine. Actually, thought it was fine, that he wasn't considered to be an injured Jew. So Amara Papi Mishum de Asu Mumalai Amrisu Mili Mumlai. So since you come from a people who are cut off, meaning he was a descendant of Eli, Eli and the Kohanim, right, his descendants are cursed, and they Rechman al-Slan pass away early. So since you're a descendant of Eli, so you, who's cut off, or you're saying things that are cut off, meaning he didn't like that. He said it wasn't true. He said, because when the semen comes through its own, I guess, canal, so then it's mevashla, then it literally means it cooks, but it is able to father children. But when, if it doesn't come through that area, so then it does not. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Nikim Benistem. Let's say the male Aver, there was some sort of hole or a puncture in the Aver, and then Benistem, it healed up. Call She'ilu Nikri V'Nikra. Puzzle. If a person would shoot out semen and then there would be more of an injury, meaning the hole would rip open, so then puzzle, obviously, right, that's no good. But if it stays firm, if it stays healed, so then kosher, then, right, obviously he's healed and then that's fine. So Abi Bei Rava, Rava said, so Heicha, where is the injury? So Ilay Lamatame Atara, if you tell me it's below, meaning further away from the body, Safila Nechos Nami, what do you mean? Can't be talking about that, because even if the top of the crown was cut off, so then it'd be totally fine as well. So Ela Batara Atzma must be, right, in the actual crown itself. And okay, so Idmar Nami is also said, Amar of Mari Bar Mar, Amar Mar Rukva Bar Shmuel, Nikki Batara Atzma Benistim, right, sure enough, right, if he had some sort of puncture, some sort of hole, and it was healed, I call Shilu Nikri Vinifka Apostle, right, if he still gets injured when he ejaculates, and then that is possible, be alive, and if not, kosher, then it's fine. Shalach le Rava braid the Rava the Rav Yosef. He says, how do we figure out, right? What do we do to figure out whether this person is allowed to marry or not? Again, because the question is, if it's gonna create a new wound, if it's gonna injure it, meaning if he's not fully healed, right, then he's considered to be a Kreshuv, because he's not allowed to get married. If it is healed, meaning if he won't have further injury when he ejaculates, so then he is allowed to get married. But how do you test that, right? We know there's a very serious isser, shechos zera levatala. Can't just be motzi zera for no reason. Very terrible isser. So how do you find out if this guy's allowed to get married or not? So Malaysia said to him, "Maisina nehema chamima disari. You bring hot bread of barley. Umanachinon le abaye abaye not abaye, but abaye pukre umikri. And you put a behind him. I guess you warm him up." I put him, put it near the tush or something like that. And v'chazinanay, we see what happens, right? Apparently, that will cause him to send out some semen, I guess. So Rabbi says, "That's a kuli alma Yaakov avinu havai." So Rabbi said, "What do you mean? Is everybody a Yaakov? The chesiv bei kokiv reishis oni shol ra carry me amav? Why? Is that really going to do? Is that really going to help? But that means everyone. Meaning everybody's kaddish is Yaakov. That is." Then you need to go to some sort of really crazy, backhanded, nothing to do with any images and imagery. Somehow that's going to get him to get out some semen. No, we bring some colorful clothing and get him, get him somewhat, aroused a little bit, and then you do it that way. Rava said, "What do you mean? That's not good either." He is everybody did Barzilei Hagiladi, who is a. Who was such a bum, who was such a stufa bezima, who was such a low life that he would just be aroused by just the sight of women's clothing. No, meaning the original thing that you said is what we go back, right? The first thing you said that makes much more sense, and that's how you would cause him to have semen come out. This the Gemara seems not to be halacha l'maisa at all, except that when you have shilas of fertility issues, so this Gemara becomes very halacha l'maisa. Rav Moshe already has a tshuva that if for whatever reason you need to get semen out, so it's not appropriate at all for the guy to do it himself, right? To arouse himself and kind of get it out that way. That's the kind of like a last resort. Moshe is a shuva there. All right. Okay. Anyway, this does come up halacha l'maisa more than you might actually think. Okay. Vayter. Tana Rabbanan v'lo din Rabbeisa. Nikev posel mefnei shu shoses. Right. If the male eiver is has a hole in it, so he's posel because the semen drips out. It doesn't shoot out. Right. Because I'll explain. Understand that if a semen shoots out, so then it can be impregnate. But if it can't, then so then he's not allowed to get married. So this time kosher, but if he got sealed up, so then he's allowed to get remarried because then he can have kids. If he's apostle shechazer lechshiro, and this is a guy who's apostle to marry, who can go back and become kosher right at a later time. So Gemara says zeh lemutimai. That seems to imply, that seems to exclude a certain case. Right? If you tell me this is the case where the guy's apostle, then he can become kosher. So it seems to imply there's another case where he cannot. So what's that case? Lemute krum shemala machmas makabria at the enokrum. Right? That's talking about not a case here, but that's a shaila in Hilchos Trefos, where the lung has some sort of wound and then it heals, but that's not considered to be a proper healing, and it still is a trefa. Shalchei revidir bar avin labaye heichei avdina. No, what do you do to kind of seal up? Right, the guy's injury. So my sinan sarta, again the guy's injury, not the lung, but the guy's injury in his aver. So how do you try and heal that? So my sinan again, with I guess old school surgery. My sinan sarta misartinan lay. Right, you bring some sort of sharp barley and you scratch, kind of like do a sirtut is language they use, but to cut lines in a mezuzah. So it's the same language, right? They would kind of cut the aver so that it's I guess it's easier to handle or easier to attack the wound. My sinan tarba v'shayfinan, and you bring some fats and rub it all around. And my sinan shumshama gamla, and you bring a big ant umenachtinan lay, and you put its head and it bites down on the injury. Baskinan lay ration, and you cut off its head, right? And then I guess the head stays there. Right, and then I guess I would imagine it it will disappear eventually. Get I guess flushed out, but that's a very wildly creative form of surgery to kind of heal this injury. And the Gemara says with dafka sarta, right? Well, parzla mizrav zari. Right, you're not going to use a knife over there. You're just going to use this barley kernel, right? Because that would obviously injure the guy further. Finding me the kata navagadol mikpale mikpal. When that's only right, if you have a small wound. If you have a big wound, so then that's not going to help. Right, this procedure would not help so much. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna mamatel mayim mishtek mekomos. If a person urinates through two places, and again, this is according to those who say that there are two tubes in the person's body, one for semen, one for urine. So if he urinates it through both of them, so then possible, right? He's not able to have kids, right? He's not allowed to marry into the kahal. Amar Rava, Rava says, halacha is not like him, right? Not like the son or like the father. This is Rava bar Rav Huna. So the halacha is not like Rava, and the halacha is not like Rav Huna. Bara, the son, that's Hakadamra. That's what we just said, right? Rava bar Rav Huna, right? The someone who is going to matel mayim mishnei makoma, someone who urinates through both tubes, right? So he's not allowed to marry, and we the halacha is not like him. What's Abba? What's the halacha of Rav Huna that we don't paskin like? Dam Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says nashim hamasolo zubazu. To use the vernacular, lesbians. Psulos l'kahuna, when they have bia with each other, so they are posel l'kahuna. That is considered a maisa bia that will create them a zona, render them a zona, right? And he is that will posel them from the kahuna. But the halacha is not like that. Right? The halacha is not like that. They are kosher l'kahuna. Now, just to be clear, right, that is, the Rambam says very clearly that is aser. Right? He quotes a pasuk, k'masei eretz Yisrael, asher yishav debal lo sasu. Right, he says it's a general iser not to act like the mitzrim. Right, he talks about lesbians. And he talks about gays. Right, gay being the act of being gay is beferish in the Torah, not as beferish for women. But here the rabbi says clearly, Shulchan Aruch brings it, and Ebenezer, it's usher as well. Right, the halacha here, right, simply wonders if that's an actual maisabia to passel the woman from subsequently marrying a kohen. Let's say if she decides, if she does tshuva or whatever. But that's it is clear that it is definitely definitely also a little bit unclear from the Rambam whether it's D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan, because he does quote a pasuk and then he says they get Makos Mardus, which is Makos D'Rabbanan. Okay, either way, but it definitely is an Isser. I feel Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Ponoi Habal Pnula Shalol Hashem Ishos Asa Zona. I mean, even according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that if a regular guy and girl who have bia without marriage makes the woman into a zona, so Hanim the Isha, well Isha Pritzus Ve'Amar, right? But if a woman has bia with a woman, so that's not considered, again, according to that, that's not going to apostle. That's just Pritzus Ve'Amar. That's not going to be actual Maisa Bia. They're not going to say that woman is also the good one. Okay, weiter. Next Mishnah. Ptsua daka ukrus shufcha mutarim begiros u'mishachreres. Fascinating that, again, we said they're not allowed to marry the kohol, but they are allowed to marry a gioros or a shufcha mishachreres, a shufcha that was freed. V'enin asurim elam yivalavav kohol. Right? The only thing they're not allowed to marry is someone, right, from people, women who are born, right, as Jews and not either converted or were left free. Okay. So that's probably quite a shadow of Sheshes. What about a Ptua Daka who's a Kohen? Right? Is he allowed to marry? Now, theoretically, a Kohen's not allowed to marry those people, but he has a Ptua Daka and Kushuvka. So now the question is, right, has he lost his status of Kohen or not? He's still a kohen, or has he lost his status of kuna, and then he is allowed to marry them? Because again, a kushufka and psudaka is allowed to marry them. A kohen is not allowed to marry them. So let's say, what is he's both? That says Ptuadaka Yisrael Mutter Benesina. Ptuadaka, who's a Yisrael, is allowed to marry Nesina. Nesina was not allowed to marry a Jew. That was a nation that kind of tricked Yeshua, right, if you remember, right, to convert into the nation, right, they're turned into water carriers, so they're not allowed to marry a regular Jew, but Ptua Daka is allowed to marry them. And if you'll tell me that they're still Kadosh, meaning that Ptua Daka still has a Kedusha, right, you should apply the positive, right, you're not allowed to marry a Nasin or Nesina from this nation. So clearly, Yisrael loses its status of quote unquote Yisrael, because otherwise, regular Yisrael is not allowed to marry these people. So Pasha says so too. And a Kohen loses its status when it's a Psua Daka Kushufka, and therefore he is allowed to marry those people. So Amar Rav, Rav says, not so fast. The halacha over there, right, the reason whether you're allowed to marry Nesina has nothing to do with Kedusha. Right, it's nothing to do with that. It has to do with the public says you're not allowed to marry them. Right, the Dilma Moli Ben also Potlach Lebodes Kocham. The concern here is that these are people who didn't really convert. Right, and to see him, we're concerned that you'll have a kid and he'll go be Odu Vodazara. And the Mili Biosan of the Kochavim, Kimigari, Meshesharu. Again, if they convert, meaning if they convert, they're totally wanting to marry them. And really, it's a Dinder Rabbanan. Right? Meaning that if they, the Nesinim who convert, that you're not allowed to marry them. It's a Dinder Rabbanan. Vichikazru be Rabbanan, Palach de Bnei Ulude, but Avalhai the low bar Ulude, low goes to be Rabbanan. And so when the Chazal goes there, then a Nesin who converts, they're not allowed to marry a Jew, so that's only, right, someone who can have kids. But if someone, the Kushufka here, who can't have kids, so then they weren't included. So it's not that whether they have the Kedusha of Yisrael, it's just that they're Rabbanan. So it doesn't relate to this at all. So when it says, but El Miata, if you tell me really it's only Dinder Rabbanan, so Mamzer, the bar Ulide, right, Afin Amidalazer. Right, well, if you tell, well, one second, if it's all dependent on whether they can have kids or not, right? So a mamzer should not be able to marry them because he's able to have kids, right? Right? A mamzer is a regular person; he's just a mamzer, right? What can he do? But the Mishnah says mamzer and nesim return levo bazeh bazeh. But a mamzer is allowed to marry a nesim. So Ella rather no. So kigazer rabbanan, the gzera was not by whether a guy can have kids or not. Right? That wasn't the determining factor as to who they applied the gzera to. Rather, he goes rabban and b'ksherim. The gzera was only by kosher, regular, normal Jews. But b'psulim lo goes rabbi rabbanan. B'chazal were not goes there by psulim. So hadar amar Rava, and then Rava said, no, forget that. Now, forget that. It's not a din de rabbanan. I misspoke. Right? Lav milsehi. Really, it's not what I was. Forget what I just said. Because b'yosan avu the kuchavim les luchaslos. Because when the nesinim are goyim, right, they have no concept of marriage. Right, when the pasuk says lo tischaten bam, don't marry the nesinim. So that's not talking about when they're goyim. Goyim don't have a parsha of marriage. Right, Rechama Atzlan, if a Jew and a non-Jew get married, quote unquote, there is no halachic legal marriage. It's not a thing. So therefore, niskeiru islu chasnas. It's only must be after they were converted. And the pasuk says, lotis chaten bam, don't marry them. So it must be right that a Jew is midoraisa, not allowed to marry a nasin. It wasn't a dinder about it. So too, that's what we're saying, that a kurs. So it does line up that if a kurs shivcha is a Jew, is allowed to marry a nasin, it must be that he loses the status of a kahal, or loses the status of being a Jew. So too, a kohen is a kurs shivcha, also loses the status of being a kohen, and he can marry those type of people. Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the Shaila, what is he asking Akasha? He said, meaning that when the Pasuk says you're not allowed to get married, that means that's only through a halachic marriage and not a goyish marriage, let's say, or another marriage or whatever. The Pasuk says, chatein Shlomo es bat paro, right? Melech Mitzrayim. One second. Didn't we see that Shlomo Melech married bas paro? So once the Sugamar says, well, Giri Gary, so she converted. Says, but I thought that the Jews didn't accept Gerim at that time. So Gemara says, yeah, because that was, they only didn't accept Gerim because that was a great time for Am Yisrael, and the only reason the Goyim wanted to convert was so they could cash in on the Jews' good fortune. But the queen of, the princess, or the queen of Egypt, she probably had life pretty good. She didn't need the riches of the Jews. As it says, halu tzrichalei, she didn't need it. So therefore, right, they were she was megayer. I have a typically dar mitzvah rishonahi. But one second, right, a mitzri is allowed to marry a Jew only for third generation, right? The mitzri, the third generation is allowed to marry, but not a first generation is not allowed to marry. And if you tell me by that time they weren't really the Egyptians, right? These were other people. Right, at the time when Shlomo married her. So at the time, but the Brisa says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, min yamin ger mitzrihaya. Right, I know this guy min yamin, he was a ger from Mitzrayim. Hali chavar min talmini Rabbi Kiva. He was my chavruso, he was a chavar of mine, in yeshiva. So Amar, he said, ani mitzri rishon. He said, no, check it out, I'm a first generation Egyptian ger. Right, v'nasasi mitzris rishonis, and I married, sure enough, there were a bunch of us who came over, I guess. I married a first generation mitzri gioras. Right, and therefore, asilivni mitzri shnia. Sure enough, right, my son will marry a mitzri shnia, and then finally, kedeshi ben bni roi levo bakal, so that my grandkids will be able to marry actual Jews. So you see that they actually did have, right? Right, that's the times in the Tanaim, right? Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda. At the time of the Tanaim, you already knew that they were Egyptians. So you can't tell me that the Egyptians at the time of Shlomo Malach weren't actually Egyptians. So Rav Papa says, I don't know, no, that's not a good kasha for Shlomo, because Shlomo lo nasiv miidi. He didn't actually marry her. Right, the Pasuk says he married her. Gemara will ask that in a second. Right, but he didn't marry her. The Pasuk says, min agayim asher amar Hashem al bnei Yisrael, lo sovo b'hem v'lehim, lo sovo b'chem, achein yotu es lo b'chem, achorei elohim, b'hem dovak Shlomo b'ahava. That's the last line. It's important that Shlomo clung to them b'ahava, with love, and he loved them. He didn't actually marry them. Yelakasha v'ayiz chatein. Doesn't the pasuk say he married her? It says, "Bitoch ava yisera she'ava malo akasov kilu mischatein." But yeah, he loved her so much. It's as if, right, he had married her. Okay, fine. So Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Now, didn't the Mishnah say "Ptuadaka kush shivcha"? The problem with that is, right, the implication, right, you're telling me that the what we had before said before, that just like a Yisrael who's a Chris Shufra Tzodaka is allowed to marry an Asina, so you're telling me that implied that a Kohen is also allowed to marry. So the Gemara says, that what about a Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Ptuadaka Chris Shufra can marry a Geras and a Mishachreres, doesn't list an Asina. So apparently it's Osir. So Amarlay, he said, well, Lutamech, according to that, in the Seifa, what about the second part of the Mishnah? It says that they're not allowed to marry the Kahal, but it implies that they are allowed to marry an Asina. So therefore, there's nothing you can learn from here. That's not Shaykh. Okay. Meaning that you can learn both ways, right? There's no clear distinction either way. Okay. Now, I really would love to stop at the Mishnah, even though there's a lot more to do. Right, the famous Gemara of Amuni Velo Amunis, Moavi Velo Moavis. But it's kind of like straight through. Right? It starts with David HaMelech and then goes All right, should we do a lot tomorrow? Yeah, we'll do a lot tomorrow. We're going to stop at the Mishnah here, even though that seems very, very high up, because it really is one complete kind of topic. It goes pretty quick, so we'll make up the ground tomorrow, but I think it's good to learn it all at once. Okay, we'll stop at the Mishnah. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.